is Tuesday, January 4th, 2011. This is the PNB Personnel Committee meeting. And Nia, can you call the roll, please?
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It's 8:56 p.m. And I'd like to ask everybody, well, first I'd like to say Happy New Year and ask you to continue supporting the Pacifica Foundation. We're in dire financial needs. We could use all the help we could get. First, Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Rico Ross.
Here. Yeah.
Joel Wanzala.
Here.
And I, Mia Bediaco. Chair, we have a quorum of four.
Okay, thank you. And I emailed out the draft agenda for anybody listening on the stream. It's on the our Google group, the PNB Personnel Google group. I can read it briefly and see if there's any changes anybody wants to make. Call to order and roll call, which we just did. Approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Approval of minutes from the December 6th meeting, 5 minutes. Logistics for completing annual reviews of ED and CFO, 20 minutes. Update on organizational charts, 15 minutes. Work group reports and discussion, only one of those is the GM hiring process. New business, and the work group reports are 20 minutes. New business, 10 minutes. Review action items, 5 minutes. And adjourn by approximately 10:30, and I think we'll probably be earlier than that. But any changes anybody wants to make?
Should I make it? When we get to the minutes, I'm not done with them, but they'll be ready for the next meeting.
Okay. Any other agenda changes, anybody, or additions? Or
I move we accept the agenda.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved. Okay, and so the next time was minutes, and you say that will be available at the next meeting? I guess we'll need to set the next meeting date also. I didn't put that down, but do we want to do that now while Jill's on the line too? Do we want to try to do that this month before the new board is seated?
What was that?
Well, as we were talking before Jill came on and before we got online, it is going to be a difficult task because, as you said, there aren't very many evenings that are available, and daytime doesn't seem to work so well for everybody because of work and other commitments.
Right.
Do you have the calendar in front of you?
Yeah. Well, you know, last week of January is mostly open, if we wanted to try that.
The last week of January?
Right, except for Wednesday, the 26th. That's taken by technology.
Thought that when are the new board members supposed to be seated?
I'm not sure how that's going to work. That's one of my concerns. I started writing an email and I haven't finished it yet.
And two, and I know the chair of the PNB has said they're pretty much on the 21st. If the board isn't seated, I suppose maybe that would be extended. I don't know, because we can't have these. But some decisions are going to have to be made soon.
Yeah. Well, if you want to try to have it before the 21st, the 20th is open. That's a Thursday. The 17th is open. That's a Monday. Those are the only other days, except for weekends, that are open before then.
We need, I guess the 20th might be the best to give us some time, right? And we also, you said we wanted, before we would actually talk with the, we'll bring on the E.
Sure, there's a bunch of background noise, and it's hard for me to hear what Rico's saying. Or somebody's washing dishes or something, but... Go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, as we were talking before, we wanted to have the ED and the CFO on as well, input.
Well, I would suggest, you know, if we can get some time at the next PNB meeting on the 14th, Friday the 14th, then to go over this, I'd like for us to have a conference call and executive session with our ED and CFO before then.
You mean during the executive session we would actually have that? Or you
no,
talking
just
about
the committee. That? Just the committee. There's still little time during the PNB meeting, and we might not get to it at all because there's so much stuff on the agenda. That I'd like to be at least able to go over the results with our ED and CFO, and you know, we can let them know what we think. We're probably going to be looking at the survey more than anybody else anyway, and then answer any questions they have.
Joe, if you're able. Okay, well, it's tough now. That was good.
I'm the only one in my space. There's no background noise.
Okay.
Well, hey, Joe, are you up for having a? And by the way, on the agenda, we're on logistics for completing the annual reviews. So that's what we're talking about now. But the are you up for a maybe an afternoon or morning conference call with Arlene and Laverne?
My work schedule wouldn't allow that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how about this is Nia?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead, Nia.
I just wanted to ask Joe if we were to do it, could we record it and then have Joe listen to it during the day? Because I think between the rest of us, we can do it during the day, only if it's okay with Joe. I'm just trying to find an alternative.
Well,
I'm not trying to exclude him, huh?
No, I'm amenable to that.
Okay, so
yeah.
So I move that we. What date were you looking at?
I was thinking Thursday or Friday, the 13th or 14th.
Okay.
Now, another possibility, I see on the 13th, what's happening on the 13th is a KPFA LSB, but it's kind of late. So, I don't know if you're before the LSB meeting. You're not even on the LSB anymore, are you, Joe?
That's right.
So that wouldn't be a conflict for you.
Right.
So maybe we could do a conference call then? It wouldn't have to be streamed or...
What time are you talking about?
Well, for Thursday evening, the 13th. I was thinking on all the evenings were taken, but the what's on the 13th is the KPFA LSB. None of us are on that.
This is Nia.
Yeah, Nia.
I think we should schedule them both on the 13th.
Okay.
If Joe said that he was amenable listening to the recording, if we can't squeeze both of them in the same night, which I don't see why not, then I would say we try to do one during the day and the other one at night, and then Joe could listen to whichever one he wasn't able to listen to if we have one during the day at night. Do you get what I'm saying? This way they're done and out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, I like the idea if we can do them both the same night, one after another. That would be easier to for us to schedule in our calendars.
Yeah, and it's okay in fact, we'd want the ED to be on the call with the CFO when we're doing the CFO review.
Exactly.
But not the other way around.
Right. So we could do the ED first and then the CFO.
Great.
Okay, so Thursday evening? Whenever it's convenient for them, is that okay?
So I guess before we can lock this in, we can pencil it then and then see what their schedule's like. But if that's the case, that would be great.
Okay. Assuming they're not going to be
at the
APFA LSB meeting.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead, Neil.
I have a question for Joe. What's the earliest on the 13th that you could be on live, Joe?
Well, let me see. I'm trying to find. Okay, hold on. Gosh, well, probably 5:30.
That would be 8:30 our time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 8:30. So we'll say maybe 8:30 to 9:30. for the first one, and then 9:30 to 10:30, so they both could get home at least a halfway decent hour.
Yeah, I'm not sure it'll even take an hour. I'm guessing half an hour each, but I don't know.
I was thinking the same thing since we've already been through it once, and this is,
Or 45 minutes, maybe, I don't know. Okay. Sorry for this then.
We're having an executive session of the personnel committee. This is just for my own minutes. Personnel committee on January 13th, beginning at 8:30, to have the evaluation discussions with the ED and CFO.
Okay. And do we care whether we do the ED or CFO first?
I think we should do the ED first.
Okay. I guess unless their schedule won't work for that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'll see if I can arrange that with them. Okay. Other logistics we need to worry about for the reviews. I'd sent Georgia a note a few days ago asking for a little time on the meeting for the 14th on the agenda, an executive session. But I don't know, we've got so much stuff to go through. I don't know if we're going to get to it, but.
Well, that should be the first item of business. That should be the first item of business for lame duck PNB.
Well, as you know, we didn't get to the executive session at all Monday night, so we have all that still on there, too.
Uh-huh.
But maybe we can move this up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's sort of a committee report, maybe. I don't know. And I don't know what... I don't know what Ricardo may have to tell us about other things, so that might... take time to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the plan still in is to I'll close the survey Thursday. If the response really isn't very good, if I don't close it, if I don't close it Thursday night so that I can get it all downloaded and converted to PDFs and printed and mailed on Friday, then I probably won't get to mail it till Monday. If we do it priority mail, though, I guess people would still probably get it by Wednesday. So is that okay if I don't get it done by then? Or if we need to get more people more time to respond?
As long as they have enough time. So let's see. I can say no later than Wednesday. We don't want folks to say they didn't have time to take a look at it.
Yeah.
Before Friday the 14th.
Okay, and then he has offered to pay for the priority mail postage, so thanks again for that.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, anything else I'm forgetting about regarding the evaluations? Okay, and I need to make sure I have each of your postal snail mail addresses. So, because I don't think I mailed you hard copies before you got them electronically, right? So if each of you can email me your snail mail addresses so I can get each of you a copy in the mail, too, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
This is Nia.
Yes, Nia?
I don't mean to be a fly in the ointment here, but do you think we really have to mail to the members of the personnel committee?
No. Oh, I see. Well, you want to get the results, don't you?
Yeah, but you still don't want to send those electronically.
I'm okay with that if you wanted to. I just don't want to send it to everybody. We did the others electronically. Well, of course, you had to download them, but I can email it to each of you.
I'm just saying to the committee members, I mean, I believe in democracy. If the vote is to not do it, then... I will live with it, but if we can't trust ourselves.
Right. So it's up to me, up to you folks. What do you want to do that?
I'm fine with, I agree with Nia.
How about if I'll email it to the personnel committee members who request that, which I guess is each of you. How's that? Or if somebody else. wants to request it, that's fine too. Okay. But send me your, maybe I don't need your snail mail addresses then, but these are going to be kind of big files. I'm guessing there'll be about, maybe 2 or 3 megabytes worth of stuff.
Ooh, gosh.
So if you're assuming your mail can handle that. I forget, whatever it was last time, it'll be about that size. Because there's quite a few files. You know, there's two surveys. I'm going to maybe double that because we got two surveys. For each survey, there's the result summary, which has the numerical data for each question, a cross-tab report, which has the results for each subgroup, you know, whether you're a PNB or staff or committee member. And then for each of the questions, there's written comments, and there's a separate file for those.
I was just thinking about you having to make all those copies, Bill. Oh, boy. You're all the way.
Last time I went to the station, I printed out one copy and went to the station and made all the others. But it still takes a while.
My time
it takes quite a while to do that.
I can't donate my time to come there to do that. To help you with that. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It still takes a while. That's why I wasn't volunteering to do the report. Okay. All right, so email you folks. And on the hard copy, it's easy for me to just put in a line at the top that says, you know, confidential information for PNB only or something like that. But that won't be on the emailed version because it'll be just whatever I downloaded from Zoomerang. But you know, folks, you folks knew that. Okay, are we done with the logistics for the reviews? Sounds like it. Next agenda item is organizational charts. Does anybody have any others that they've been able to get or generate for your stations?
No, you have I's. Do you have W's?
There was actually two versions from Marcel, I believe.
Okay, so you have I, T, and W, right?
Yeah.
So we're just missing Riku and Joe.
Yeah, I did get in contact with the chair and asked him to forward on to the station to give us that information. And he did do that, but we never heard anything back. I never heard anything back from the results of that inquiry.
That's your previous chair?
That is the previous chair and the new chair.
Oh, it's the same person?
Well, the previous chair, I emailed the previous chair and the vice chair. The vice chair is now the chair.
Okay. Would it be worth a reminder?
Yes, I think it would be.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And, you know, you could give them the ones we've already, copies of what we had, if that's helpful and more helpful. And if they
have them already.
If they want to just do it in an outline form, you know, if that's easier, they don't have to draw anything. And we don't need names, I don't think. We just need the positions, you know, the names of the positions for each paid staff.
Right. Yeah, I gave them
to whom?
Of the two examples we had to show them how simple it was.
Yeah.
To give us the information we needed.
Okay.
But like you said, I can shoot out a reminder and see if that'll prompt them.
Yeah. And what I did for KPFT was I just wrote down what I thought it was and sent it to my GM, and he had some minor corrections and sent it back. And so that was pretty easy. And that, if you have an idea of who reports to whom and the names of the positions, then you could try that.
Right.
Maybe that would be easier.
Okay.
And then K. There you are, K. Okay. For A, Joe. Any?
I've not been able to make any headway. But based on what he just said, I guess what I could try to do is get new positions off the budget. As a start and try to confirm it with somebody who might know.
Okay.
So I haven't been able to make any requests or anything, so let me see what I can do.
Okay. And who's your new chair?
I forget her name right now.
Okay. Well, maybe you could ask her.
Okay.
I don't know what.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Just tell them the PNB would like, the personnel committee would like to do this. We're trying to compile it for all the stations.
Sure.
Okay.
Bill, can you send me yours again, please?
Okay. That's Rico?
Yeah.
Okay. And if I forget, remind me after the meeting or tomorrow or something.
Okay.
Okay. I guess worker reports. We had the GM hiring process.
Oh, no.
I know that was something Marcel was real interested in, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was Marcel, Joe, and me. But Joe wasn't there, and we did meet. But you know what happened? Because of my hard drive issue, that stuff, oh, my God, every time I think the stuff is on my hard drive, I get, that's all gone. But Marcel should have information that she could send to me. Oh, geez. I'm sorry about that, folks. I just, every time I think about that.
Okay, well, I have the things that I think Marcel sent. I'm not sure who else sent me. I can't remember now. On the, did you send something also to Ania on the GM hiring process?
What Marcel and I, we worked on whatever you have, and then Carolyn had sent that thing that she had, you know, with that.
Oh, that's right.
With that untruthful comment at the bottom about me. I no longer have that.
Okay. Did you send anything else? I probably have everything that was sent. I just needed to find it.
Yeah.
If GM hiring process was in the title or somewhere in the body of the email, I can should be able to find it.
Yeah. And do you have all of the personnel stuff in one folder? A bill that you could send to me?
No, not separately. Well, I have things like the evaluation things in separate folders, you know, for the ED and CFO, uh-huh. but all the other stuff, like all the stuff about from the emails, it's all in with my other Pacific email, but I can. I've got a good search capability like with my email program, as long as I know what to look for.
Oh, okay. Because I need to recoup some of those things. I mean, I could do it, but it's just anyway.
Okay.
I get sick when I think of it.
Okay, but I mean, if you send something out, I'll probably have it still. I can send it back to you.
I had about 200,000 emails that are all.
Okay. So I'll look for things for Marcel and Unia and Carolyn. Anybody else that contributed to that? I can't remember. You know, we're not doing that at KPFT, so I don't have any documents from our station.
No, I think it was just Marcel and me and Carolyn.
I think the objective was to simplify the process for anybody that's doing this later, right?
Right, to streamline it, like in terms of placing the ads and the process for hiring people. It just needed to be streamlined, whether it goes to the local station board first before it goes to the ED. I mean, it's usually according to how the motions are written. In our case, the motion was written that way, and since the local station board and the ED hire the general manager, you know, in some cases, the local station board was bypassed and just went straight to the ED, which is not the process. That type of stuff we were talking about.
Yeah.
And that should be streamlined. So that all that should be in those emails.
Okay. And same thing for personnel director, too. I'm not sure which stations have been doing personnel director searches or might be doing that soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, do you have anything, Joe or Rico, regarding that would be helpful to send along?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Anything that would describe how the process worked at your station, for example? Or would anybody else have that, maybe? Written down?
I
could get it. This is Joe.
Yeah. Well, both of you, Joe and Rico. Yeah.
How the GM process worked at our station?
For the hiring process, you know, how they were recruited, how the interviews went, how the screening went, how it was structured. If you had a separate special committee just for this, and
we have a GM search committee.
Okay.
And I'm sure they would have all the answers to those questions. As a matter of fact, a couple PNB members are on that committee. I think Summer is on that committee, and also I think Sean is on that committee.
Okay. Well, if you could ask them if they have some of the process documented, that'd be helpful. And then same thing for you, Joe. Do you have you have a committee that's been doing that too, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, before everybody leaves with the terms ending, would you be able to get that from them?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. And then we can collect this and put it on the Google Groups thing so that it'll be available for whoever might need it next time. Even if we don't end up combining it all, at least other people could see what each station did.
Sure.
And if there were if anybody wrote up anything about what went well or not, or any recommendations for next time, that would be great. But let's click what we have now at least. Okay. Any other thoughts on this topic? Okay. Any new business anybody has?
No. Okay. We're lamed up. So Joe's going on vacation. Joe and Rico
That's right.
are on vacation. Joe and Rico are on vacation from Pacifica.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
We were on vacation. I'm back now.
who's not going to be on there, or is not on their LSB anymore?
Joe and Rico.
Both of you? Okay.
Yeah.
So that sort of vacation Nindy is talking about, okay?
Yeah, that's a vacation.
A vacation from Pacifica. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Lucky fellows.
Okay, well, I think I remember Joe said he wasn't, but I wasn't sure about Rico. Okay, so we won't see you again next time, then. Well, then do we decide we're going to not try to have a committee meeting, another personnel committee meeting this month, or are we?
What will we be meeting for?
I don't know, if clean up any loose ends like the GM hiring process and org charts.
Well, we have to see
what happens. We can leave it up to the next committee.
We have to see what happens with the next PNB, because the folks have to be seated. When will the committee people be chosen? That's a mess. I don't know when you're gonna.
Yeah. I mean, most of the committees don't meet in February because they have too much. Well, actually, because this committee doesn't have to wait till other LSB members are selected.
Right.
APFT usually elects ours. We usually elect ours in January, so the people are ready by February 1st. But that, you know, takes a separate meeting to do all that, separate from the delegate meeting. Okay. Well, I don't know if Nia and I will be back on this committee or not either. So maybe all new people. Who knows?
Maybe
ours, Marcel, and Nathaniel will be back.
That'll be just fine with me. You all have a new secretary. Oh, no. I'm going on vacation.
No, we can't let you stay.
I know you guys love my minutes, but oh, my goodness.
Okay. No, you do fine minutes. Okay. Let's see. Action items, then. Who's doing what? Do you have that written down?
Action items, yep. On, okay, just one second. Bill Crozier will be contacting the ED and CFO to set up evaluation conversations on January 14th. What am I saying, January 14th? What is this? The last couple here. January 13th, sorry. Between... So starting at 8:30, Joe Wanzala is going to try to get his org chart from KPFA. And while I'm on Joe, he's also going to try to get the process used to hire the GM.
Mm-hmm.
And for Rico Ross, it's the same as Joe Wanzala. And that's all I have.
Okay. And I'll get the all the survey results out.
Oh yeah. I didn't do that part. I think that part is already
sort of in the works, but not quite.
Yeah, that's in the works.
Okay. And and one other little just thing to clarify on Google Groups, you know, with the time of these documents, Google's having a little change in their policies now, and they have the Google Groups now have a separate file section. And they're going to discontinue access to that. They're trying to encourage all the users to convert their file section to another, put it somewhere else there. It'll still be within Google, but the access won't be quite identical. So they have some process for automating that, but I haven't, or semi-automating it. I haven't done that yet. But but I have to get that done in the next week or so, because that deadline or something is, I think, sometime next week.
Bill? I know you asked if we had any other items.
Uh-huh.
I just realized to approve those two sets of minutes. Actually, are there three sets? Remember one meeting? I missed one meeting. Did anybody do the minutes for that meeting?
Which meeting was that one?
Jeez. It was one meeting in December that I did not make.
Well, December 6th was the last one. Well, it was the one I had on the agenda. Actually, that wasn't the last one. No, I guess that was the last one.
Somebody's gone?
Two beeps, so somebody dropped off.
Who's still here? Rico or Joe?
Rico's still here.
Oh, that was Joe. I want to know if we could approve, the minutes. I just thought
that would
about
be nice. That'd be nice to do if we could get a meeting scheduled. If we can get quorum.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, maybe we could do them after the ED and CFO discussion, so we wouldn't have to dedicate another night to do them.
It should be public, though.
So we could stream after. That's too difficult.
Maybe I could ask. Yeah, if we have a time, so John or Otis know when to do it, I might be able to. I'll talk to him.
Uh-huh.
So afterwards, you think, or before?
Either way would be fine with
you. You know, before would be make a more specific time. It'd probably be easier than having it, like, whenever we get through.
You say 8 o'clock then? Maybe we could do 8? Oh, but we still need quorum. Joe can't get here before 8:30. Well, maybe, I'll try to get them out. If anybody has any corrections, maybe between 8 and 8:30. If Rico, you, Marcel, and I could approve them.
Okay, so a short meeting on the 13th, 8:30 Eastern,
no.
an open session, and we can approve
from
the minutes.
8 to 8:30.
Right, and then maybe any other quick things we have on the GM hiring process and what else was it? Org charts.
Okay.
It might just be an announcement that we have this information available somewhere.
Uh-huh. Is that okay, Rico?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So I like that, yeah, because we ought to get these minutes approved before we all leave, or some of us leave. Okay. Since we're also a public, okay. Yeah, if you can get the minutes out soon so I can, that'll help me remember what we just talked about. I'm not taking real good notes right now.
Oh.
Okay, I will try.
Especially at least the action items so that we know who's doing what and when. So I need to set up that. I'll try to do that tonight, but sometimes I get interrupted with, I've got a bunch of emails I got to answer, so I may forget. All right. Anything else, anybody? Thank you so much for all your participation this year.
Yep. Thank you.
During the last year.
All right, you guys.
Thank you, Bill. You did a wonderful job as chair. Did a lot of work. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to the rest of the committee. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, Enrico, I hope you stay involved with your station and keep KPFK going.
Exactly.
Not on the board.
It's been fun working with you guys on the personnel committee.
Yep. Thank you, Nina.
Have a healthy and safe new year.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Are we adjourned?
Yes. Motion to adjourn. Okay.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, we're done. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Night.